broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And how awesome is it to prove the doubters wrong? All the people, well, a couple of idiots that were saying, oh, he can't play, oh, he's terrible, oh, he's no good. And then what? Joey Loperfido hits a three-run homer in the 11th inning, and Astros win. Okay? He was doubted, and he's doubted no more.
It's Joey Loperfido.
What about J-Lo? J-Lo can go now. And there were idiots out there.
There's only one J-Lo. It's Jolo.
Well, he's...
He'll even tell you the same thing.
When he was running around the bases, Blummer called him J-Lo. Anyway, how about that game? What a game. Down two in the ninth, tie it up.
Pretty important
then
game.
In the tenth, you don't score, and Logan Van Wys just shuts you down. And they don't score. And then with two outs, two on, Joey Loperfido hits a three-run homer.
Yeah.
And the Astros win it. That was a hell of a game.
Yeah, That was one of those. It was one of those wins that was actually, it sounds stupid to say, but it felt like a really important win, because you keep having these things where you keep having these little mini runs where you get up, and right now it's, you know, five games under 500. It's kind of where the state of where you are, but five games under 500 is a big mark for you now. Like, guys, we just got to five games under 500.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Big things are happening, 500. But then you get knocked back down to eight games under. That's generally what happens. And right off the bat, you get to 500, and then you lose day before yesterday. You look like you're headed for a loss yesterday. You're like, oh, here we go. It's just going to roll back down, seven games under 500. We'll lose this series. And then you're going to be pushing the rock back up the mountain. So getting that win and leveling out at 1-1 right off the bat in the series, that, and then the way you did it, that actually felt like a kind of an important win to keep some brand of, you know, there is some momentum going for the Astros right now. It feels like a better brand of baseball.
They're playing well.
Yeah, they're playing a better brand of baseball. You know,
back to back to back.
Yeah, so back to back to back jacks with one of them. If you didn't see Taylor Trammell's home run, Taylor Trammell's home run. Good Lord, it was like a fifth deck shot, just a monster that everyone in the crowd. Oh, you could hear it. You could hear the noise in the opposing crowd as they were in awe of the shot off the bat.
It was crazy. The top deck.
It was like a field. Their fifth deck they have.
Yeah, incredible. And Cam Smith was actually longer, which I don't believe that crap.
I'm not sure I believe that one either.
No. I mean, he hit the fifth deck. Where would that have come down compared to where Cam Smith was?
Right.
I mean, I don't know how they measure that. I've never understood that.
Well,
a ball is rising and it hits into the top deck, how do you measure? Well, that was 380 foot. Now, what? That thing was still rising on the way.
I think they're mostly not still rising, though.
No, likely, but so. Yeah, no, they're mostly actually, not, but it's still, where would it, where would that work?
I heard somebody tell me that Hawkeye, I think it's Hawkeye, said it's actually pretty easy to calculate those in terms of, from a science standpoint, it's a very basic formula that takes the speed, the trajectory, you know, the X, Y, the Z, I guess they use the Z axis along with the X axis, and then the speed of the rate of speed of the ball, and they can. They feel very accurately detect how far a baseball will go. Yeah. But all I know is that there were some bombs. All I know is that you had back-to-back-to-back home runs.
That was great. And then Joey Loperfido hit his. Looked like it could have been – I mean, he just – it could look like it might have been foul, and it wasn't. Three-run shot with two outs in the bottom of – in the top of the 11th, and the Astros win that one. Win one. They were down two in the ninth inning. And after they led for most of the game 4-0, a two-run homer, another two-run homer, and then they took the lead. Toronto took the lead by two, and the Astros were able to come back. It was just a good win. It was a good game. It was a really good game and a good win. So that's fun. That was good, clean fun for the whole family. And then we had so much more. While this was going on, Cristiano Ronaldo was destroying you two. Cristiano Ronaldo must have heard the show in Houston. He was in Houston yesterday morning because I think afterwards he said there was one guy that believed in me. One guy in this city that believed in me.
Trust me, there's hundreds of millions on Twitter.
And sure enough, what happens? He comes up with two goals. Oh, maybe he's the only player in history to score a goal in six cups.
Shout out to Aram Coe. I had a phenomenal experience yesterday going. I got to sit in a really kick-ass suite with Kaká, who is a Brazilian. I don't call him a legend, but he's Del can speak to it. He's considered a really good Brazilian national player, legendary player. He was up there, his brother, who looks like basically Sao Paulo Clay Travis, and who was his agent, really good guy. Wanted to, like he talked. It was me and Sean Pendergast, Dan Matthews were there, and then Chris Harris was our one of our hosts from he does international PR for a group out in London, and he and I were talking for a while. Great guy. And he said, we were talking about Ronaldo, and you know, because he's really into soccer. He said, oh, you know, I'll likely find, he said, it's Uzbekistan. These are the teams that he really scores well against. He said, he's likely to find net twice. But he said, Roberto, he said, there's no, he's, and Kaká's brother actually said this too. He goes, it's such a hard situation now because you're in a situation where Roberto Martinez is in a no-win because it's kind of like, Ronaldo's his own guy, and then there's the team. He's not really connected with the team that well. And so, but the fans are all Ronaldo. So you don't, you know, it's kind of like being held hostage by like a LeBron situation. There's nothing you can really do if you're Portugal. You can put him on the, you can try to bring him off the bench if you want, but it's really not going to be, the fans are going to not be happy, just like they weren't in the last World Cup. But in this one, they just stuck him in the middle of the, in the middle of the field. They just stuck him there in a scoring position and try to get him the first goal. He missed his first opportunity, but the second one did a really good job on the second one. And then, you know, I mean, the route was, well, I say the route was on. Uzbekistan had one wiped off the score. It would have been 2-1. But then they took me down on the field before the first half, but we were going away from the goal. So we were at the Uzbekistan goal. And so I was able to get a video of, you could see it kind of break out and watching him score his second goal. And then, this isn't great. Now, this is where a little bit of the criticism is going to come in. Trying to get, here's a 41-year-old who had a good game. Every other guy comes off the field, typically, at about the 65-minute mark. You got a lot more soccer to play. And they leave him on for the entirety of the match looking for a hat trick. And he did have a couple of shots at it. But the top, up in the suite where I was, the hardcore soccer guys were like, "What are they doing? Like, this is only to get him a hat trick because he should be off the pitch and should be resting right now because he's got, you know, they've got matches coming up. He should not be in a game where it's like the equivalent of keeping Kevin Durant in a game where you're up 22 points for what with 3 minutes to go. There's no reason to do that. Now he's probably not going to get hurt. It's soccer. There's injury sometimes, but he wasn't going to get hurt. But it was, there's no reason really to have him in there. You'd want him off and you'd want him resting because he's 41 and he still has a lot of skill. I mean, you can still see the skill level still really high. And but they just left him on. But regardless, it was a good game for him. The fans were really, really excited. Portugal got a much needed win. But that experience, I can just tell you, they had food that was good food in the suite, and most of the time I've ever been in one, it's still done by the stadium. It's still like, you know, it's all right.
All right, what level were you on?
Second level.
Yeah, no, they've always got good food there.
Yeah,
they've always. I mean,
well,
I've been,
it's
there,
Aramco.
For, I've been there for NFL. It's really, really good.
Okay, they're the official sponsor. It's things I've never seen before. I'm like, what? This is on, but they're the official energy sponsor of FIFA. So they have put, you know, FIFA got paid by this energy company. So, yeah, they're in pretty good. Their name's on everything. So it was and they treated us. I've never been treated. My own family has never treated me this nicely. Nobody has treated me as nicely as all of the hosts there. Hello. You walk in and they give you champagne. I was like, it's about time. I walked into a room and got some champagne. This is why does this not happen when I get here in Dell? Dell has never offered me champagne when I've come in the morning.
Not once. No. Well, he's not a good person, though.
Not once.
No. He ain't got time. He's got to send out.
And I was going to start talking, you know, to Kaká and tell him some places I thought he should go while he's in town, but he didn't, you know, never got to that. Mostly it didn't get to Kaká at all.
Yeah.
He had his blonde wife with him, and he was the nicest guy in the world, but, you know, I was like, what can I really talk to Kaká about? What do I talk about? Yeah, I remember watching you guys. Remember when you won the World Cup? That was awesome. Was it cool to win a World Cup in 2002? Like, what am I going to talk about with Kaká?
Nothing. You just say,
my son's in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Oh, no. Cool. That's like him saying, hey, I've got a kid who plays baseball.
Right.
Right? That's American. Okay, cool. Great. I've had apple pie before.
What is the origin of your name? Like it sounds like poo. Your name sounds like poo.
Glad you asked. Why is that? Because he couldn't say his brother's name, Ricardo. And so he said Kaká. And so they just kept it that way. He couldn't say Ricardo. So his name was, he just said Kaká. And so they just kept it that way. Kaká.
Uh-huh. And then he became Kaká.
Kaká was his name because that's how he said Ricardo. Kaká. Yeah. It's Kaká.
Poo. Yeah.
Kaká. The accent is on the A,
which is poo.
It didn't start that way. It started as Kaká. Ricardo.
Ricardo. Yeah, right.
And his brother was his agent, like I said, looks a lot like Clay Travis. It's crazy. But it was quite an event being there with all those Portuguese fans. Uzbekistan, they came, and all I could think of was, wow, how much money, because anytime you play Portugal, the ticket, I was looking at ticket prices. I mean, they were crazy. You know, getting in the buildings, $1,300, $1,400 in the building. And I'm just thinking, and now a lot of them got the prices at their face value prices. Because you can buy them if you're a host, if you're coming from another country or whatever, there's a certain allotment.
Did you see the walk?
No, I didn't get to see any of it.
You didn't see the walk?
Did you?
I did not see
the walk. No, I haven't seen any video of any of it, actually.
Yeah. All right, we're just getting it started. We've got Astros. We've got World Cup. Of course, Glenn Davis joins us at 8. He called the game. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw yesterday, plus other matches. I watched a lot of that Columbia game.
I passed out on the call. I don't even know who won. Right now, I don't know who won. I fell asleep.
Columbia. And I watched another game. I forget. They're all blending together.
Croatia.
Now. Yeah, I watched Croatia.
Oh, you probably watched England.
Man, it was good to see Modric. Modric is my hero. How long has that guy been doing it?
Yeah, but Modric isn't any good anymore.
What are you talking about?
The game is gone.
Been a great, great player forever.
The game is gone.
Just stop already. Oh, it gets a little... that's Lance's way of apologizing to Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, yeah, it's Uzbekistan, so that's why he scores. F out of here.
He must not have flipped. Oh, well,
he's a great player.
I'm glad he hit home runs.
Great player that scored two goals. When Messi scores two goals, you get down on your knees, slobbering all over him.
It's Uzbekistan.
Oh, get out of here with that.
The king of the blowout.
Slobber all over
it. I'm happy for your king. I'm happy for your king. He was able to get off against Uzbekistan.
Yep. You got to beat Uzbekistan too. Got to do it.
And you got to beat who's on
Cristiano
schedule.
Ronaldo.
Hey, you just got to beat him. Beat
Boom.
Him on the schedule.
Boom. He said, shut up, Lance.
Every time when Rafa Leao scored at the end, you could see the anger flare up in Ronaldo's face. Like, why? I needed a hat trick. Why are you shooting, dummy?
Well,
when they scored that free kick where Ronaldo was lined up like he was going to take it and the other guy took it and scored, he ran away from the team celebration and was pointing at his head like, see how smart I am. Look how smart I am. We fooled everybody. And while the rest of the team is celebrating the goal.
That's right. You see how smart he is?
He does some douchey stuff.
You see how smart he is? He didn't care about the hat trick. He cared about scoring the goal.
One of the all-time greats, one of the biggest douches. And it's just like LeBron. I mean, it's just one of the all-time.
People hate him, not LeBron.
People hate him, but yep. LeBron is just one of the absolute all-time greats. It's undeniable. Just does stuff that makes you cringe. And it's the same thing with Ronaldo, only extraordinarily handsome.
All right. We got a break.
He's pulled all along the way.
713-780-3776. We've got
that's the good thing.
NBA draft. We've got huge NHL news.
Did Chris
Sinek
get drafted last night?
NHL.
Okay.
He did. Yep. First round. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just checking because when I passed out asleep, I'm like, still not off the board.
He came off the board.
He got taken. We got a break. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. It looks like, it doesn't look like, Commissioner Gary Bettman, NHL Commissioner, announced at the board after the Board of Governors meeting on Tuesday that the league has entered a term sheet agreement with Houston billionaire Dan Friedkin to explore the feasibility of expanding into either Austin or Houston.
Everton. You're welcome. That's the Everton owner, son.
The agreed upon
hockey
price,
you're welcome for Everton stepping up to the plate again, as always.
It's $3.5 billion in total, which will cover both the expansion fee, roughly $2 billion, and the cost of building a new arena, $1.5 billion.
I don't love this, Dan.
So, they've been in discussion for the better part of 2 years about Houston as an expansion opportunity, and everyone is saying it's going to be Houston and not Austin.
Okay. Where are you saying, meaning everyone's saying it's going to be Houston?
I've got sources that are saying Houston is the actual, they keep saying Houston and Austin, but it's going to be Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Austin would make some sense. In theory, because you've got all these people moving there, and it's like a hub, and people look at it as kind of
nothing else other than the
new
cost.
There's nothing else, but the reality is, it's still becoming a transient city. Which, in some regards, I guess you could argue that helps because people have come from places that have hockey, but it's still the travel there can be difficult with their traffic issues. I don't, everything is expensive. Everything's very expensive from a property standpoint. In theory, Austin would sound nice, but yeah, Houston, the infrastructure is going to be here.
Yeah, I think Houston has the infrastructure for it. Not sure Austin. Austin is a nightmare with
Austin
its traffic.
Austin doesn't have the infrastructure for a lot. I mean, the way it was built was poor. It wasn't built to take on to take on the amount of people it has.
No, it's not. And so it looks, and Dan Friedkin is, and maybe they, NHL is going to visit both and see. I mean, Austin does make a little sense in that, it would be the only game in town and it would be the only pro game in town. So.
Well, that helps.
They it's soccer, but they do have a soccer team there too.
Oh.
In MLS.
Right. But having a professional league, it really helps because you have everyone can. It's like Portland, right? Portland doesn't have they have a basketball team, no baseball team, no football team. They really get behind their MLS team. There's just certain, and Austin has that Seattle, Portland, the small, weird, blah blah blah. Where I could see them getting behind a hockey team. I wouldn't rule out Austin personally. Because it makes sense on a few different levels. I just think when it comes to the infrastructure, it's just not great in any infrastructure here. So if it's Friedkin and not Tillman, Friedkin has, I'm not joking, he is the owner of Everton, but he's from here. It's his businesses. His stuff started here. And this guy has, you told me he has a golf course, John?
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah, he's got one in South Carolina. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he has long money. So.
It's, oh my God! It's I can't Congaree.
Yeah, I played it once,
And no, it was, never played
it
Congaree.
It whipped my ass. Congaree did. Yep.
No, you never played Congaree.
I played Congaree from the tips, and it was the biggest mistake of my life.
Yeah, you've never played it, but okay. And
a
yeah.
golf course decision was the biggest mistake of your life?
It's one of them, yeah. I should have just played from up.
With all those kids?
I should have played from up. They're the kids.
First
are the,
marriage?
The kids are the greatest. The first marriage, not the greatest.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, right. That no, Congaree is world-class. They actually, pros, they have an event there.
Yep.
And it's a philanthropic thing. It's built for, and Mr. Friedkin did it. Our boy Bruce runs it. he
Bruce Reiser?
No, Bruce Davidson.
Oh yeah.
And does a great job. I'm an ambassador to it. You're not because it doesn't have any frisbees.
What does that mean? You're an ambassador to it.
I'm an ambassador for it. Yep. But you're not because it doesn't have any frisbees there.
What does being an ambassador to a golf course you never played mean?
It means you can go there without being a member and play. But I haven't taken advantage of it, which is so stupid.
I'm an ambassador. I'm an Everton fan. It's one of the things that all of us get.
It just being a fan, you get to go play?
Yes, Congaree? Well, being a supporter. I've bought clothing before.
Okay. Congaree clothing?
I got a card that said one free round of Congaree and then a punch card. And if I play Congaree 10 times, I get an 11th tee time free. What do you mean to say? What do you want me to do? Sorry. Being a member of Everton has its privileges.
Oh,
what do you think
God.
About
Bruce
that?
Bruce Davidson. Pro, it is pros hearing this right now and going, oh, land. Congaree, we're going to play 10 times and get one free.
What do you think about, for me personally, just in all honesty, hockey doesn't do anything for me currently, as it stands currently. But, I could see that changing, especially awesome. If I went to some games.
It is the best sporting event to attend live.
Right. Everyone says that.
Yep. It is. It is. It is fast. It is. I mean, the action is nonstop. It is really. It is incredible how talented those guys are. Incredible. So I don't know whether or not it would succeed in Houston. I'm not sure. We'll see whether or not the city of Houston is ready for. A fourth team, professional team, and we can support it. But it's going to be cool if it does come here. And he's going to build a new building. He's not going into Toyota. He's going to build his own building.
Right.
Interesting. Tillman has been talking about it, about the possibility and having Toyota Center, but it's Friedkin that's getting it.
You'd have to have your own building because you couldn't be beholden. That's a revenue source. Like,
well,
why would you?
Also competition for Tillman. In concert vent is a concert
oh,
venue
yeah.
as well.
Oh yeah. Well, Dan Friedkin's got long money now. He ain't gonna just be whatever you say, Tillman. That's not gonna be the thing. So
that's not it.
And well, the reason that you get these, one of the reasons you get new stadiums is you have to have a plan for additional revenue, and that revenue, like you said, is concert venues. Now, Toyota Center is a good concert venue. It's always been a good concert venue, but I would expect this venue. How big are hockey venues? They can't be.
Same, 16, 17, 18,000.
Right, about the same.
Yeah.
If he does it all over again, if he reaches out to me to be part of a community outreach where I give him advice on stuff,
yeah.
I'm going to tell him, make it tighter. Make it more vertical. Don't go so wide.
He might have a board. And you can get on it, and you can advise him on how to get Frisbee events there.
No. We're not going to do that. I'm going to play it straight. I'm going to be like, here's the food you should have. Make it go up, not out wide.
Right.
There's some other ideas I have.
Okay.
About offsides.
You have some other ideas about offsides?
Yeah. One, you have a two-minute period where all offsides are legal. You can cherry pick.
Wow.
Increase scoring.
Do you have a particular point in the game where this takes place?
It could be a certain type of penalty, or it could be if a team is down three.
Ooh.
Maybe if a team is down three.
Maybe last 2 minutes of each period.
John might be on the board too. Where you come up with different ideas for, like, can you ask Bettman about this?
Yeah.
Because NBA has, they've never officially done it, but there's been talk about maybe making a 4-point shot.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kind of maybe. In that same vein. I'm an idea man. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Yeah. That's. I'm sure Mr. Friedkin will take that under consideration.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The cherry picking. And go to Gary Bettman with it.
Yeah. What about 3-on-3 fights at the end of a game if there's certain, like...
To decide a tie instead of overtime?
Yeah, I mean...
Or shootout, would, okay. Which is what they do now.
Okay, would the purists won't like it, but would the fans like it?
Yeah. A 3-on-3 fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever the last one is standing, they won that match.
The game.
They won the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a game.
Something no one's talked about doing.
That's true, and there's probably a reason for that.
Yeah, because not forward thinking.
Yeah. Sure.
And it's a sweater, not a kit or a jersey. It's a sweater.
They call them sweaters?
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Hockey sweater.
Yeah, it's a hockey sweater.
That's
we got to get
hold, that's hold the game
get
back.
The terminology right.
Yeah, well, we got to change that terminology.
You want to change it to
you
what?
You want to change that?
A top?
Sweaters? That's not going to get people hyped on hockey. Guys, did you buy your sweater?
Well, it wouldn't be in that accent. Did you
well, if you're buying a sweater, they're jerseys.
Have you seen,
that's what they are.
You think Ryan LaShane says it like that when he puts on his hockey sweater?
No, he doesn't say
no,
that.
I don't think so.
Plus, I'm going to Canada, his Canada Day. He's bringing back a booze can this Sunday. So,
to celebrate what? Just
I get
Canada?
Off the, I'm able to start drinking again on Sunday, so I might as well do it. Yeah, he's celebrating Canada.
What
so.
Are they doing that he needs to celebrate?
It's their, I guess, their Independence Day or something. I don't know. It's
just from the big, crown? Who are they independent from?
I don't even know.
The French, the English?
I don't care. I just eat the food and drink the drink. I don't care.
Poutine? Is that on the menu?
Yeah, poutine will be on there for years. Oh, Cinco de Mayo, that's whenever Mexico. No, it's actually not. It has nothing to do with independence. It's not even ours. We just took it over. We just appropriated it.
Well, we just appropriated
Yeah, St. Patrick's
and
Day.
Mexican
that's
food.
That's mine, too. St. Patrick's Day is mine, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cinco sports. De Mayo, mine. Canada
Cinco de Mayo,
Day.
4th of July. Is that your, is 4th of July yours?
Yeah, 4th
well,
of July
that would
belongs
be
to me.
His, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And the rest of us.
And St. Patty's Day, that belongs to you.
What Not about to me.
What about St. Joseph's Day?
I don't know what that is. What is
that's
that?
That's Italian.
No,
that's what that
it
is.
Well, what happens? St. Joseph is
what
mine
on
too.
That day? Yeah.
I got that one too.
What about Hitler Day?
That's
no,
not a day
that's not a day,
taking.
Dummy.
Okay. All right.
Hitler Day. This shows why you're an atrocity. Shut up, you stupid ass. Shut up, you dummy. Hitler Day. What about Mussolini Day?
Well, yeah, what about Mussolini
Day? Where you take
day?
All the bad people, you take the bad people in the streets and just whack them. Your wife, get your wife in here, too. She's yeah. getting it, too.
What about, oh, I guess Hitler Day, we all go to Argentina. That's
well,
what we do.
That's
Everybody
not what Hitler
just goes
did.
To Argentina.
He didn't make it.
Hitler went bye-bye.
Allegedly.
Oh, really? Did he?
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure he's not Tupac Hitler. He really, really went down.
Well, is he? Did he get his sinuses worked on by Dr. Kaplan?
No.
No.
Let's
no,
not say didn't. That Dr. Kaplan worked on Hitler.
Yeah, let's. You, John, you can go ahead and turn your mic
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you're
now.
Done.
You've
for,
done enough damage for the, next, for the last 120 seconds. Cut his mic off, Dale.
Bye, John.
Let me tell you about Dr. Michael Kaplan. What he does do well is what he did with me on Friday. Now, I'm dealing with a little bit of the cold, so I've had some little carryover in terms of stuffiness. I'm having some stuffiness after my deviated. I had the old what I call the double bubble. I had a deviated septum corrected, and I had the balloon sinuplasty. Two different radio hosts I know here in Houston, including one I was at the game with yesterday, had the balloon sinuplasty, and we were talking about it. And or one had a deviated septum, one had the sinuplasty. And it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, what you get is there is an immediate, there's a clear out, there's a recovery time, and it takes, you know, it takes 2 or 3 days. But I was literally at a World Cup match the very next day. Then there's a little bit of stuffiness, and then it starts to clear out, and you're taking your medicine, and all of a sudden, like, wait a minute. Yesterday, I had a moment where I said, I'm breathing out of my left nostril like I never have in my entire life. This is insane. I've never experienced this before. And the reason is simple. The procedures are incredible. If you've got sinuses that have been a problem your entire life and it causes, you know, a lot of force and pressure on your head, it causes you sinus headaches, maybe causes ringing in the ears, you're a perfect candidate, an absolute perfect candidate for Dr. Michael Kaplan. He is so great. His PAs are awesome. They're an entire ENT location. So ear, nose, throat. If you need an ear, nose, throat doctor, and we all do for ringing in the ears, ear problems, ear cleaning, sore throats, issue with your throats or your nose, your sinuses, your allergies, one-stop shop, they've got it all. Give them a call today, 713-903-8049. They can set up very convenient appointment times for you, 713-903-8049. Or go to the website and learn more about this, including the balloon sinuplasty, which is an absolute game changer, at KaplanSinusCenter.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we haven't gotten to the NBA draft yet. A.J. DeBanza goes first. Darren Peterson goes to Utah. He didn't want to, but oh well. Somebody's got to go there. Cam Boozer, Caleb Wilson. When, according to Hoyle, Keaton Wagler, Michael Brown, Darius Acuff. I think Darius Acuff's going to be really good.
The mock drafters got it pretty right, I noticed.
The what?
The mock drafters got it pretty right.
I mean, it's almost.
NBA mock draft. I was like, this is pretty much most of what they said in the top 10.
Yaxel Lindeborg went a little higher than thought. The player of the year from Michigan. Mara, the big, tall guy. I mean, Michigan had three guys. Morris Johnson Jr. Uh-huh. Michigan had a bunch. Nate Amet. Dalen Swain from Texas goes to the Bulls after Caleb Wilson went to the Bulls. So the Texas guard goes there. And then Chris, is there anybody else that we don't know? Chris Cenac goes to Boston. So you had your two Cougs go in the first round. Cenac goes to Boston. I'm not sure he doesn't get lost on the bench a little bit in the first year. And it'll be tough for him to, you know, crack that lineup, but yeah. Maybe he will.
Year one is going to be tough.
Yeah,
and everyone who was writing mock drafts, every place they put him for teams in the 20s, because it was always teams in the 20s, they said probably won't play a whole lot his first year. Has to get stronger. The big thing is has to get bigger, has to get stronger, has to get a little bit more physical. And so, you know, it's continue developing that three-point shot as a stretch four. And then continue getting a little bit bigger and stronger, develop into more of a consistent shot blocker, stuff like that. So it's become so weird. I know this has been going on a while, but there's never any talk like, you know, needs to maybe add a second shot with his back to the basket, you know, needs to work on a jump hook. You just never say that anymore about a 6'10", 6'11", 7-footer. You never say, you know, can stand to maybe improve his footwork a little bit around the basket to become a more efficient low post scorer. That's not even who says that about a player?
Mm-hmm.
For what? He needs to shoot threes. That's what he needs to be able to do. Just shoot a bunch of threes. Can he shoot and make threes?
He was probably supposed to go there anyway, but Morris Johnson Jr. is with his head coach, Dusty May, now in Dallas. It'll be interesting to see how May does it in Dallas with Cooper Flagg. And now Johnson's a good player. So, you know, we'll see. I think Acuff is going to be one of the bigger surprises of this draft. Really good. Really good player. And, you know, DeBanza, how does Darren Peterson adapt in Utah? I don't know.
Well, like all those guys.
I've seen too, where guys, basketball people are saying, you know, who might be the best guy in this draft is Caleb Wilson out of North Carolina. He got hurt, so he didn't get, you know, he wasn't as acclaimed as the other guys, but the Bulls might have gotten a really good one there.
I think they did. DeBanza's, I wish the Rockets had a top three pick this year, but I think DeBanza's really good. I mean, he's the first pick of the draft. Obviously, I'm not saying anything. But with his size, the way he plays at his size, Boozer may be safe, and there was some talk about the safe guy at two instead of Darren Peterson, and I'm not sure that maybe that's not going to – you know, it wouldn't shock me if Caleb Wilson ends up being, like you just said, either the first or second best player in this draft, and Peterson ends up being one of those guys who disappoints because he's always out, and then – And then you've got Boozer, who's just a rock-solid player. You know, it seems like the third pick, we had it with Jabari Smith. Cam Boozer, to me, is more likely to be a more impactful player than Jabari Smith. But I could see Cam Boozer being a solid but not great. I don't know that he'll ever be an all-star.
Yeah, I know he'll. Yeah, he looks like he could be. Yeah, very solid, 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 and that's probably what Utah could have used, as opposed to a guy who has trouble staying on the court and looking like he cares, and especially in a place where he said beforehand he had no interest in. So,
well, if you don't care, like if lifestyle is a big part of who you're going to be in the NBA, it's. Yeah, yeah. Utah's not going to be for you. It's not. No. It's not built for the NBA lifestyle.
No, no, no.
But and it's not. I'm not saying anything that people who have ever lived there don't know. People who have lived there have told me this. Matt Thomas has told me this. It's Matt worked there, and it's just not built for. It's not built for everyone.
He's
a really nice
look
place.
Like a lot of people there.
Well,
he's going to look different.
No, but it's even more than that. Like, there's places there's not a lot of places to go. There's not things. It's like living in a much nicer Green Bay, I guess. The people don't drink as much.
A lot nicer.
Obviously. There's a lot of things different than Green Bay. But Utah's beautiful. Man, Utah's really beautiful.
It's very. Salt Lake is a pretty, pretty city.
But
very.
No, Matt Thomas just told me it was one of those things where. If you're not part of the community, everyone's really friendly, but then, not that a 19-year-old or 20-year-old kid, this is not really going to be for him anyway, but there's just not a lot of places to hang out and chase and run and be a young guy. It's a lot more limited. Road trips are going to be very welcome for a young guy who wants to go live the life. Now, if you're about ball, Utah could be fine for you if you're about ball.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and plus he's going to be a celebrity there, so it might be easier for him than Matt Thomas. We'll see.
Well, Matt was married already, but yeah. I know what you're saying. By what do you mean by easier, John?
Well, I mean he'll be more accepted because there's Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson,
yeah. Darren's not looking to get
over.
Darren's
and
not
don't
looking
forget,
to get invited.
That's the only game in town, like right. The Packers in Green Bay. The only game in town, so everybody falls all over you when you're...
Darren's not looking to get invited to anyone's house either. Like, Matt's like, if you're not part of the Mormon religion, they don't invite you to their house to hang, hey, let's all get together and have dinner together. That doesn't exist. And so it's like, once work is over, all right, I'll see you tomorrow, and that's that. I'm not sure Darren Peterson's looking to go to anyone's house or like, why don't we get our wives together and go have dinner together? That's not really going to be what Darren Peterson or any NBA player is probably thinking anyway.
Right.
Not if we're being honest about it.
Right, right, right. 713-780-3776. Let's break now because Glenn Davis at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. We got a lot to talk to him about. Right now we're talking about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Those are my peeps. I sent them a picture with my HRMP koozie over my beer while I was playing in the tournament this past weekend. And they were all, yeah, what a great day. What a great, great, great time. I was spreading the word about HRMP in Los Angeles. It doesn't matter where your business is. You could have branches everywhere in the world. HRMP, don't bother them. They have got the technology to get it done no matter where it is, no matter how many people. Now, you got it, I would say 15 to 20 employees because otherwise it doesn't make that much sense. But you got 15 to 20 to 80,000, 90,000, 100,000, whatever. Nothing bothers HRP. They'll get it done. Different states, different laws, different taxes. Oh, it doesn't matter. HRP gets it done. It's incredible technology that actually, I've heard Mike Holly, the owner, he says, yeah, people are trying to buy it from me and I'm not doing it. I want to be here. I want to take care of my people. I don't want them to be now having to deal with a bigger conglomerate that's not going to give them the same kind of service. The service that we get with HRP is incredible. It is incredible. We know everybody. You will know them. You will get to know all the peeps over at HRP, and they will make sure They're doing everything to make you successful. That's not the case with these huge, huge, huge admin companies. It's not personalized. This is HRP.net, 281-880-6525. You need that payroll to your people or that HR, HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Looking for the perfect place to unwind, host, or celebrate? Head to Federal American Grill with six Houston area locations serving up elevated American favorites, handcrafted cocktails, and one of the best social hours in town. Whether you're meeting friends after work, planning a private event, or catering your next office lunch, Federal American Grill delivers exceptional food with Southern hospitality. Visit today and find your nearest location at thefederalgrill.com.
Life has a way of shifting priorities, changing needs, and pivoting plans. Home Bank is there for all of them. Their bankers partner with you every step along the way, from understanding your needs, meeting your goals, and celebrating your successes. Home Bank is invested in the vibrant spirit of our community and in you. So partner with them. Stop by any banking center across Greater Houston or visit home24bank.com to get started today. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
Stand by, cue announcer.
The Del Olalea Show, weekday mornings from 10 to noon.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. You guys have been so busy. You guys are just swamped, huh?
Houston came through. They listened to get everything done prior to the soccer parties, but now we're still doing stuff for the pool season.
Let's talk about pool season. What do we need to get done?
We still have 4th of July coming up. We have Labor Day and all those 100-degree days. We need to get your patio furniture in, get those slings, get those straps, make it look new again.
What about those grills and smokers?
Before you know it, it's going to be football season. Let's go ahead and get ahead of the game. Let's get those barbecue smokers. Let's go ahead and get those trailers in. Be ready for all those big football games in the fall.
And how cool is it when you got your tailgate chairs looking like your football team?
You're going to be the envy of everyone's hearts.
And it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you have that's metal, powder coat it first.
Antiques, patio furniture, trailers. We got you.
ESPN listeners are saying it all the time. They're calling. They're loving Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Ask for Robin, even though she might be busy.
I got you.
Houston, are you ready? The world's biggest tournament is taking over Midtown at Social Beer Garden HDX. Watch every match on massive indoor and outdoor screens with stadium sound that puts you right in the middle of the action. As every match comes alive, raise an ice-cold Michelob Ultra or Modelo for every goal, save, and celebration. Bring your crew to Houston's ultimate soccer watch party. English and Spanish broadcasts available for all games. One tournament, one city, one place to watch it all. Social Beer Garden HDX. Visit socialbeergardenhdx.com for more details.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We got Glenn Davis coming up top of the hour to talk about what went on yesterday and what's going on today. But Anthony has been holding. Let's get him in here. Shortest wait times in the business. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Best show. I forgot about the guy who called. I forgot his name. He called yesterday. Really anti-soccer. And there's a way you... I guess you do it. I guess his, in my opinion, was kind of racist. So I don't like soccer, don't care about the World Cup. If it was a famous soccer player in front of me, I wouldn't know who he was at all. But it should have came, like Dale said, with a different topic. Like, hey, why nobody believes that McNabb is a Hall of Fame quarterback? Or what backup quarterback that we can get here to replace C.J. Stroud when he starts choking again? You know, topics like that. Stuff that people in America care about. All right, you guys have a blessed day. Bye.
Yeah, if you're going to come and you're going to say, I don't want to hear soccer talk. And Dell says, well, what do you want to hear us talk about right now?
Because swimming.
Because they're, don't say swimming. Because you've made a joke, but then we'll turn a joke into an 8-minute segment.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful, sir. You know you can't just say
words
stuff like that.
Have meaning,
words
sir.
Words have consequences.
They have consequences.
Words have consequences, except for John. But words have consequences for
Wait.
Some people.
Yes, my
What's
words
the most recent thing John may have said that won't have any consequences?
I'm not going to say. I'll just keep doing a show. I'll just keep doing a show.
Uh-huh. We love you, Dr. Kaplan. Don't worry about John.
That's right. I actually go to see him today. I do a post-op today, so I'm pretty excited about that. And I'm going to go see my dad. I'm going to do the show from my dad's house tomorrow. But it was my dad's like, Lancey, I need you to pick up some salt. I guess he has to put salt in his water filtration system. He's like, can you lift it okay with your nose? Like, yeah. I'm not going to bust a bunch of stitches open. Yeah, I can lift bags of salt. It's okay. I'm not really talking to my dad about any World Cup, but he also hasn't been bagging on the Astros too much. He wasn't real happy he couldn't find them the other day when they were on MLB.com or whatever. You know, he's not real happy. He's with the passing of my mom, things have become more difficult for him to find things on TV sometimes, especially because they switched him over from DirecTV to DirecTV streaming. Mm. So, yeah. Changes are difficult. Mm-hmm. And so finding his Astro games where he wants to find them usually it's not that hard. I mean, usually they're on, well, for me, it's 674. For him, whatever channel it is now.
Would you consider hiring a part-time IT guy for your father?
No, but he did ask me the other day, and I think I told you guys this, where he said, hey, I'm sending you something. I got something that looks weird, and I just need to know because it has to do with, you know, I apparently made, somebody is saying I made a charge on PayPal, $875. I said, you didn't. Don't do anything. Delete it.
This is,
and come to me every time you see something. He said, because it was made from Nigeria. I said, it wasn't. It's a
my
fake.
People always catch it.
It's a fake. Don't. Anytime you see anything that you're not sure about, send it to me.
What about
100% of them, send it to
throwing a couple bucks the intern's way to be your assistant when it comes to your father's IT issues?
I mean, I would do that, but they'd have to be able to get there.
They have to get to
New Braunfels. He signed out of, somehow he got signed out of some of his streaming services. Like, he just couldn't watch Yellowstone. He wanted to finish Yellowstone, but just couldn't because he signed out. So, like, guess I just don't. Guess that's just over.
Oh, man.
Like, well, you're paying for it, so we need to get you signed back in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got some things, a list of things for me to do. I gotta check, you know, it's just small things. He canceled all of his credit cards yesterday and then found his wallet, so now he has nothing. He's got to wait for his credit cards to get in again.
Tough.
Debit cards, like,
he was doing the smart thing.
I'd have just kept looking if I were you, Dad. No, he did. Actually, that is the smart thing.
It's just
probably look a little longer. I don't think anyone's getting into your garage out way out there in New Braunfels, out in the area where you are, out in kind of the country. I don't. Well, I could have left my garage door open. Hey, I know, but I just don't think a band of marauding teenagers were stealing stuff out of your garage.
I've got a bit of a concern with that because Amazon delivered a package at 6:30 in the morning. So I just got to hope I get home.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten porch pirated?
I've had it where it appeared someone opened the package to see what was inside, didn't like what it was, and then kept it moving.
I've seen that, too, and I wondered if that's what it was.
That's what it looked like. Now, sometimes the Amazon package gets damaged in transport, but it did appear that someone did enough to see, I don't want this, I'll leave it. So, we'll see.
I don't think I've ever had
just gets
stolen.
Lawn pooped. That's what he gets.
Yeah, and it almost happened again, but didn't do its sinful business, so we didn't have an issue. It didn't complete it. Had to keep it moving.
How much NBA did you guys watch? Just real quick.
I kept track. I didn't really watch.
Yeah, that's what I did. I kept the draft tracker. I didn't. Rockets didn't have a pick. What do I care?
I have a pick tonight. Yeah.
I missed. Young Mr. Evans. Did you see this? He had $4 million worth of jewelry, Isaiah Evans.
Is that the guy who did not get drafted yesterday?
Oh boy!
He was in the green room and did not get drafted.
He had a $3 million brooch, and then a wallet chain.
Broke
that was $1 million.
Let me back up the first team.
Now
that's
I gotta
terrible.
Find out what a second rounder makes.
that better be. Now he could have been just also. Borrowing.
No, he's just wearing.
Yeah,
it.
He was. Yeah, borrowing.
Well,
jewelry.
Let's ask Glenn Davis how much jewelry he has.
Well, let me click
that
this
on the other side right here.
Mock draft. I'll look
Glenn
see
Davis
where
brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.